Good evening, everyone. Good evening. It's another week. It's Monday, August 19, 2019. How are you? I'm Dave. This is Let's Have a Chat, Sports Edition. How is it going? I hope you had a great weekend. Hope everything you got to do, you did it. Hope your hustle, your grind, your side hustles, whatever you're doing, it's panning out for you, it's working out for you. If not, well, you know, got to kick it into overdrive, maybe not for too long, you know, get it back under control and then bring it back down. That's just how it goes. So that being said, let's dive right in. So what are we talking about today? Well, it is Monday. You know what that means. That's right. It is sports and leadership. And again, guess where we're at, because it is the NFL preseason. That's right. Did I tell you about what's still happening at NFL camp? Well, again, it's in one of the most saddest and yet popular dramas that it continues to unfold. One of the two most saddest and, you know, popular dramas in the NFL in the preseason, because it's all going to come to an end. The season's going to kick off whether this resolves itself or not. And I'm talking about, well, in this case, the two. It's Antonio Brown. Oakland Raiders wide receiver Antonio Brown, yes, still with a helmet, and Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott, that nitwit, still with, you know, holding out and not being fair to the team and, you know, thinking of himself and not the team, especially those that are hustling, those that are grinding, those that are just doing everything they can for that coveted starting running back spot, and you know what's going to happen. And same thing goes over there with Antonio Brown. You know, somebody still has to go take those snaps. Somebody still has to catch the passes the quarterback is throwing. So you know what's going to happen. These idiots at the last minute are going to say, okay, all right, let's go. Let's get to work. And all the others that have hustled, that have worked hard to learn the drills, learn the routes, out the window they go. You know, they're done with them. And how is that fair? It's not fair. That's selfish. That's not a leadership tactic. That's not a leadership move. That's a selfish move. That's more of a bad manager move. You know, the bad managers are the ones that take all the credit. You know, you do something and they'll take your credit. You know, you come up with an idea, you tell them first because, again, you're supposed to, but then they're the ones that say, hey, listen to my idea, and they take it. Those are bad managers. Those are bad individuals. And those are not leadership moves. They don't give credit where credit is due. They don't say, all right, you know what? Let's give these guys who hustle, grind, started out. We'll give them the first two games and then I'm back in. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work anyway, because those guys are not going to put tickets. They're not going to put tickets into people's hands. They're not going to be, people are not going to be buying their jerseys. You know, so, and sadly, when they come back, that's the way it's going to be. So why is Antonio Brown still holding out? I know I talked about it last week that he said, okay, I'll stick to this agreement with the arbitration. Look forward to getting healthy. Apparently, he has some frostbite issues. He was in one of those cryogenic cool-down units, and apparently he wasn't wearing protective shoes, and he just walked in, and he got frostbite on his feet. Yeah, in the middle of summer, right? It's crazy. So, that being said, he's still a no-show at practice, so at least he should be doing his showing up. However, the general manager for the Oakland Raiders has stated he wants Antonio Brown either all in or all out. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's like either you're committed to do this, to make this happen, or you're not committed to make this happen. And there's nothing wrong with the general manager putting that out there. But the problem is will the general manager follow through? Will the head coach follow through? Will the owners follow through? And that's usually going to be a big no. So that drops that morale of that team. But again, because they're looking at the star power, they're looking at who puts seats in the bleachers, who puts seats up in this, you know, who puts their behinds in the seats. And that's really what it's all about, selling those tickets, making that money. And if they're not doing that, well, you know, because they're playing the alternate or the new guys or the guys that were filling in while the prima donna was out and about, well, there we go. So the same thing's going on over there at Dallas. You know, now this is great. I love this because apparently the Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones was asked about an arbitrator and this whole arbitration thing with the running back and what he thought about him and everything. And then just Jerry Jones says, "Who? Zeke? Who?" So calling out or referencing, like he doesn't know who Zeke is, referencing the running back Ezekiel Elliott, that nitwit. So kudos to him. And now apparently the agent for that running back and the running back himself, or the, at this point, I'd say former running back, didn't like that. They're not happy about that comment, Zeke who? And at this point, I'd have to say, you know what? It's this close to the start of the season. As the owner, there are probably a lot more things on his mind than just trying to, you know, kiss the backside of this idiot who's over there playing games, being just shenanigans from day one. Just shenanigans with this guy since day one. He still has an issue to deal with in Las Vegas, even though no charges are going to be filed. You know, the individual that he scuffled with, or he pushed, or he elbowed, or whatever you want to say in the video, whatever he did with him, that's still yet to be resolved. So again, the outside influences, the outside actions are brought into the workplace, and they're going to influence what's going on. So again, it becomes a distraction. It becomes a distraction, and that's where I'm saying it's not fair to the team. This guy's off-field shenanigans continue to be a distraction, and something needs to be done. A precedent needs to be set, and somebody needs to put down a hammer. And sadly, if anybody could do it, it would be Jerry Jones, but again, he's not going to do it because this guy puts seats in the benches. He puts people, fills up the stadium. And sadly, that's just the way it is in business. However, leadership does have to prevail. Somebody still needs to hold this guy accountable. Somebody needs to call this guy out, these two guys out, and probably all the other holdouts and other individuals and the other prima donnas that I haven't mentioned in the NFL this preseason, but they're going on. If it's happening in Oakland, it's happening in Dallas, it's going to happen in New England, it's going to happen in New York, twice in New York, in New Orleans, in Tampa Bay, Houston, Seattle, it's happening. It's happening. So it's not just one spot or two spots. It's across the board. But this is where the leadership folks, if this happened in your everyday workplace, somebody's going to hold those people accountable. Sure, he might be the number one seller. Sure, he might be the number one producer of widgets in your organization. But guess what? There has to be this thing called progressive discipline, and they still need to call him out on it. Now, whether he or she decides to continue acting like knuckleheads, well, then more power to them. Wish them luck. Give them a letter of reference, and out the door they need to go. It is that simple. Folks, it's Monday. It's a new week. Check in on your people. See how they're doing. See if they need anything. See what you can do for them. Because at the end of the day, you as the leader should be asking yourself, did I do enough for my people? Was I there for them? Did I show some backbone and support them? All of them, not just the top tier performing people, but the person at the bottom rung who's hanging on by their fingertips and just ready to let go. Are you still supporting them? Are you still giving them all the tools to succeed? As a leader, you need to ask them that. Ask yourself first and then ask them, hey, what do you need to succeed? Who knows? Maybe they just need a little help up to the next rung and then that's it. And then off to the races they go. Folks, it's Monday, August 19, 2019. I'm Dave Guerra. This is Let's Have a Chat, Sports and Leadership. Have a great day. Have a great rest of your day. Have a great evening. I'll talk to you on Tuesday. Have a great Tuesday. We'll see you then.